I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. And the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra is preparing to perform Handel's Messiah this week as part of its holiday concerts. There's a bunch coming up. And in studio this morning, we have Thomas Yoslein, who is the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra's Associate Principal Horn Player. Thank you so much for coming in studio this morning.
It's a pleasure and honor to be here. Thank you.
Is there something special about these holiday performances compared to the rest of the year?
For us musicians, every concert is special. I know I have to say that, but because Powell Hall has been revitalized and enlarged, and it's so incredible. So from that standpoint, first of all, come for that reason.
The whole atmosphere.
Atmosphere, yeah. All new. I mean, you name it. Another lobby, tons more restrooms, tons of bars all throughout the space. And the acoustic is not only the same as it used to be, but it's better. It's a little more vibrant, a little louder in certain parts. Like if you're sitting on the main floor under the balcony, it's much more vibrant. So anyways, but yeah, answer your question. Holiday concerts are special in general, but Powell, he says, is the reason to come. Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about your background. You are the principal horn player, and you were saying, oh, we can just call it a French horn, but there are a variety of horns that you perform on. Could you describe some of those for our listeners?
Sure. So to be clear, I'm the associate principal. So I do play principal horn for usually like the Pops concerts, that kind of thing. Not to be Mr. Precise.
Well, no, it matters.
Anyways, but the French horn, yeah. I play generally the same horn for every concert. Mine's a fancy triple horn. So I've got a low horn, middle horn, and a high horn all smushed into one with like two thumb valves, and I know your eyes are like, what is that?
Are those the valves that are just the buttons, or the valves
the levers? The buttons. Yeah. So I joke, I can miss notes in 15 different ways. But other than that, I do play the Swiss Alp horn on occasion. You know, I'm performing.
Is that the big long?
The big long, the Ricola, the 12 and a half foot. Yeah. I'm doing my version of Amazing Grace with my son on violin this Saturday, but it's not the symphony, it's in Troy. So anyways, but I love the alp horn, love the sound. And besides, I do play also natural horn, which is the horn without the valves. So I've performed, like in September, I did the great Brahms horn trio on this. And that's basically change notes by using your hand in the bell and shifting it in and out. So anyways, but basically for the symphony, I play this triple horn. Yeah,
so fascinating. You know, I mentioned Handel's Messiah is coming up this weekend. It starts December 12th, the performances. What's it like performing with a choir?
So first of all, horn players love Messiah because there are no horn parts. So there are some in the Mozart version. Mozart actually redid the Messiah, including horn parts. So we actually get the week
break.
Mostly off, which is nice. Especially for me is nice because I'm not looking for sympathy here, but I did fall on the ice last week and severely either cracked or damaged my ribs. So I get the week to recover, which is awesome. Because when you're
trying to get your diaphragm to work and get that air out, I'm sure that's a little painful.
100%, yeah. So Messiah, I'm not playing, but I love the conductor, Nick McGeehan. He smiles the whole time he's conducting, and he's just a joy to work with. So come to that for sure. And the choir here, by the way, the chorus is like the top I've ever heard. If you heard the Britain War Requiem about a month ago, they were just kicking butt. Really significant part for them. So come for that. Yep.
Now, you mentioned your son, also a musician. You know, I'm wondering, one of the popular things that the orchestra does is when you do music from a movie. And I noticed that Home Alone is one of the Christmas things. Now, do you get to perform in that?
I get to. I'm very excited. Yeah. I've played that a few times before, including with the Philly Orchestra a couple years ago. But the horn part is spectacular. Besides the end credits, which has lots of little punchy horn solos for me, there are some beautiful lyrical solos. The main theme, the candles in the window theme, is often in the horn part up to a soaring high note. That's kind of fun to play. Yeah.
It's so interesting because I think when people watch movies like that, you don't think of the musical score. But I'm sure as you play, is it fun to watch the audience and see their reaction to this music as they're watching?
For sure. And this score is by John Williams. This is not just a run-of-the-mill Hollywood, whoever guy filling in the space. So when you play it, you recognize the quality. So it's not just the same music repeated, but it's done in different orchestrations.
What else do we have to look forward to from the orchestra?
Yep. So besides those, we have the In Unison chorus singing with the Clark sisters. So a gospel themed Christmas concert. I'm not playing that, but I am playing the Mercy Holiday Celebration, which is our annual, our big traditional Christmas concerts. We have Kennedy Holmes singing for that, which is exciting. She was on The Voice, was a finalist for that. And, of course, Santa Visits. But the music for that, actually, for not to speak just about the French horn, but we have some great, great horn parts in that. There's the Polar Express suite and a couple of other melodies which have very festive. The horn epitomizes Christmas. You know, you think of Christmas like little ornaments. The horn is usually the one that's shown. So, and sure enough, we have good parts. So,
How important is it to draw these younger generations into music for you?
Yeah. So great question. In fact, I told you a story before we went on the air about bringing a 15-year-old tuba player to the symphony this past Saturday, and having her experience us live in a real concert setting. Not just a film, but just the orchestra, and she was blown away. And I got her backstage to meet our wonderful trombone players, and her eyes were just like lighting up. So, young people need to hear us live. You know, it's one thing to hear us on a little screen, but if you're there in person and Powell with these revamped acoustics and amenities, I mean, it really blows your socks off. Yeah.
And here's to all those school band directors who put in the work to keep these kids interested.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, Associate Principal Horn, Thomas Yoslein joining us in studio this morning. And if you want to see the whole calendar, you can go to slso.org and you can call the box office at 314-534-1700. Thank you so much for being in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you, Megan. Yep.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.